Hey, what's up, y'all? We back on Swerving. Hey, we with a special guest. Episode 12. This is my favorite number two, so I had to bring a special guest. We got Taylor Bollinger, baby. What's up?
Hey.
Chilling?
Yeah.
What you been doing on this quarantine?
Nothing like everybody else. No, I've just been spending a lot of time in the studio. Basically, just kind of perfecting my craft, kind of working on things that like I didn't have time to work on, like, you know, pre-quarantine. Well, I can't tell you everything.
Just give us a few things.
Just a couple concept videos. So, some with other dancers, some by myself. But yeah, I've been doing like some collab with a guy who owns his own athletic wear line.
Oh,
so
that poker?
Yeah, yes,
I like
yeah.
that. Yeah, I be people.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm hip.
Yeah, shout out. So yeah, we're getting ready to film that. So yeah, pretty much just kind of the same old, same old.
Day by day. You
yeah,
got any
day
like
day.
Small like crafts you do during like the quarantine? Any like artsy or anything?
Crafts.
Yeah, I'm not gonna crafts.
The craftiest thing I've done is probably that letterboard behind you.
The one that fell down?
Yeah, the one that fell down.
Damn.
Don't have to color anything, don't have to, nope.
No puzzles, no nothing.
Oh,
I, like,
no.
I got bored and I was like, damn, I'm gonna paint my denim jacket, but I never got to it. So I was feeling kind of artsy, but I don't know if girls like do that more, just take off with, you know, especially like the quarantine, just do stuff. I just saw the pictures and stuff, so I didn't know like. If you
oh no, that's definitely all my roommate. nope, that's not good. That is not anything crafty. Does not sound fun to me or cooking. I know.
So, in this time, you know, the quarantine, we talk about a little bit. The last guest I had, what would be your five must-haves in the quarantine? Your phone don't count.
What?
Your phone don't count.
What if it's something on my phone?
I guess that counts. Like what?
Well, I have to have my Postmates and my like all my food delivery
okay,
apps
okay.
Because I can't cook.
All
so
right, that's fair.
My roommate would probably not want me to. We wouldn't have an apartment. Music, definitely.
Okay.
I don't know if this counts an empty studio. So if that doesn't count, then this empty living room.
Yeah.
Because
you
yeah.
make space anywhere though. So.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just enough space to dance.
Mm-hmm.
What you want?
A bottle of wine.
Okay.
Got two in the
hard
fridge
knocks.
Right now. One's almost empty. so I gotta replenish. And
good fifth one. What's that last thing you like forget? You're forgetting what you gotta have. It's probably something. No small thing.
Oh, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I've like completely started the like whole series over from like season
07?
One. Yeah. Like
damn.
Yeah.
That's a lot. They got a lot. I don't know why they haven't stopped. Like
I don't know either, but it's crazy to see like how much they've like changed from
like young to
yeah, pre-Botox to like after Botox.
They all got it?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I'm not going to speak for it.
I think Kendall's natural. I like Kendall.
Yeah, she's my favorite. She's definitely my favorite. She's the most down to earth, I feel like. So, yeah. She's my favorite too.
That's a good five. And like we all know you besides like the dance, like elaborate us like more on like what you got going on now, like just up here because you've been away from town, you know. So I guess everyone's not like caught up.
Same, I know y'all
just
miss
small.
Me. Y'all miss me down there.
We do a little bit.
You know,
a little bit,
you know. I guess I need to pay a visit soon. no,
you don't have to give us the whole scoop, but you know what you got going on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously now it's kind of at a halt, but I've just been kind of teaching, choreographing more, really like expanding like. My networking, just like with to other dance studios, other teams.
Are you self networking? Like I
yes.
see you. I saw the Genuine thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool. That was like my first experience, like dancing for a legit like artist. You know
right.
what I mean? Like I mean I've done like stuff for like local artists, but you know an artist that's
like who
actually,
like Murphy Lee local.
Yeah. No, not even Murphy Lee.
Like
I don't think he does really. Does he even? Is he still?
I probably like not more, no more, but they do like small gigs, you know?
Yeah, I mean like I've done stuff with like Jones Boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
But,
of course. Shout out Brian.
But yeah, that experience was It was definitely. It was fun. Yeah.
Where was that at?
It was at Ballpark Village, and it was all like literally. I got the call that day, and my friend was like, "Hey, do you want to dance with Genuine tonight?" And I'm like, "You're so stupid." Shut up. He's like, "No, I'm serious." And I'm like, "Oh." He's like, "I need to get two girls." We didn't like choreograph anything. Didn't plan anything. We didn't even know what songs he was gonna sing. It was literally we were backstage, and like my friend L was like, just sending us out like. Like, okay, now you're going to go out on this one. And it was, like, all improv. It was all, like, on-the-spot stuff.
Damn, that was, yeah. That's hard.
It was so hard, and I, like,
but never, I guess you start feeling it, though, like.
Yeah, like, it clicks, and I think because I never thought I would be able to do that, just because I always think that, oh, my gosh, I'm a studio dancer, I'm not a street dancer.
Right.
I'd never be able to do that. And then it's crazy how, like, adrenaline just kind of kicks in. I was so tired when I got home, though, because, like, I guess, like, it was, like, my anxiety and like my adrenaline was like up here, and then oh my gosh, I was so tired, but it was awesome.
That's good. That's good. What else you got going on besides that? I had to ask about that because it looked cool. So
yeah, I'll give you an autograph later. No, you know, like I said, I teach at a studio. Obviously before all of this quarantine stuff, I spent like 3 to 4 nights a week there working, you know, with my students. They take up a pretty large amount of my time, especially this time of year because it is their competition season, although mm-hmm. they're not competing right now. But so, you know, I stay pretty busy with that. Then after, you know, around March, I start preparing for camps that I do for like different high school teams.
So you see a lot of girls, not just like a handful.
Oh yeah, I see a lot of girls. I see like I, you know, collab with other dancers. Like last year I was on a heels company. So it's like
what's that?
It's like an all girls dance like company, but it's in heels. Yeah.
Damn.
So yeah, my quads were. I need to go. Yeah, so that was fun. That was different. It was a different challenge. Just day to day, it like changes every day. So
you gotta stay on the grind. You know, if you're not doing nothing, it's just like, what are you doing?
Exactly. So, yeah.
You got something going. He said like you got your own studio or.
I don't have my own studio. I teach at Bella Dance Company.
Wait, don't tell me. That's we got a question later.
Okay.
And. So you're obviously in STL. How do you like it? Like you've been up here a while.
Yeah, I love it up here. I mean, home's always gonna be home.
Right.
And I love to visit, but you know, just what like the career path that I'm going in, there's just more opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
There's just more like networking opportunities, more creatives up here. So it's easier to stay motivated when you surround yourself with. Like-minded people who are kind
doing
of like
thing,
yeah exactly
sure. Every so, day too, you know, it's kind
right.
of slow-paced at home, so
right
up here you're like, all right, you're more motivated to get up and do what you love, so
yeah,
I get exactly. what you're saying. A lot I tell people that all the time, like, yeah, I'm in Minnesota, you know, playing football, but it's like gotta do what I gotta do every day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not at home comfortable, you know, in the bed,
right.
where I can like slack off, so
yeah,
that's why exactly. I appreciate being away. I can always see my people. Home yep. is home. It makes you appreciate visiting more too, so
right, exactly, definitely.
You go back often or
not as often as I should.
I mean, it's right. It's not far, though, so.
Yeah, it's not far. I just hate making that drive. You know how terrible that drive is.
It's like 50. You're like right here at the beginning, though, so it's only like 50 away.
You yeah,
could be
but
like,
still.
You could be farther. You could be farther.
I could be, yeah. But, I mean, I'm especially weekends, it's kind of like my time where I spend, like, Friday, Saturday nights in the studio, because that's the only time that I usually get to work, like, on my stuff.
Right.
Every other time I'm working, you know,
you
doing
got,
things.
You got more of your stuff, like, now, but.
Yeah.
More of your time now. But.
Yeah, exactly. So.
We're about to switch up topics to the spicy topics.
Oh, gosh.
Tell us about the early Rams cheerleading days. How was that? Like, what? Like, so, I want to know, from high school, was it like, oh, I want to do that, or did you say you did the Lindenwood a
mm-hmm.
year, and then so did you go there and was like, I want to go, I rent the opportunity come up, or like,
yeah, it was
bring
kind
me
of
speed.
Like, so in high school, like, well, Rams was never something that like I like aspired to, you know, I never thought, oh my God, I want to be a Rams cheerleader when
right.
I grew up. Like when I was in high school, like, I had the plan of, as soon as I graduate, I'm moving out to LA. I'm gonna, you know,
work as
a dancer. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm gonna work as a dancer. I'm gonna get booked. I'm gonna audition for these agencies. I'm gonna be a backup dancer for Chris Brown. Like, I mean, I was ready for it. And when I turned 18, my parents were not crazy about me moving out there at such a young age. And plus, like, I was a sheltered kid, so I ended up not going out there. And I was like, well, crap. Like, great, what am I going to do now? And so I went to Lynn and went on a dance scholarship, hoping that it would kind of, like, I guess,
Hold on, did you not go because, like, funding or home, like, mommy sick, or, like, you want to be close to home? Or?
You mean out to L.A.?
Yeah.
They just weren't, like, crazy about it, and I just wasn't, like, I, like, had a very, like, sheltered childhood, and I was, like, I had no, like, concept of money management. Yeah. I had no idea what it, like, was going to take to live out there on my own, much less, like, as an artist, because, I mean, any creative, like, career path is a constant, like, you know, you're constantly trying to prove yourself, so it's just 10 times harder.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
I just wasn't ready. I didn't have the life skills that I needed, you know. I mean, I was, like, fortunate enough to have, like, everything taken care of. Like, when I was in high school, my parents took care of everything, but, unfortunately, that, like, resulted in me not being equipped with, like, those life skills to actually
this real life.
Make that adult move. Yeah, so I stayed and went to Lindenwood. I was on the dance team for a year, and I liked it, but I was just, like, wanting something more. So after the first year, I started looking into RAMS and, like, the organization, and I was always familiar with it just because my dance teacher in my high school training, she was a RAMS cheerleader, so I always kind of knew about it. I just, at that time, wasn't considering it as an option.
Right.
So I, like, looked into that, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, I'll try out. And
your teacher at TMP?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I made it, and I honestly, like, the thought of that I could have possibly missed out on that opportunity, that was, like, such a defining, like, experience, like, in my dance career, is, like, had I known that, I would have never even thought about moving out to LA. I would have been, like, straight to RAMS.
Oh,
so,
for sure.
Yeah.
Like, working up to that, like, so how was the tryout? Like, was it solo or...
Actually, it was, so basically the first day you come into the room, you learn a combination, but, throughout the process, like the tryout process and throughout cuts, they are pulling girls over to the side and doing interviews. And
like right there in front of everybody?
Right there in front of everybody, on camera, on the spot, like girls who have never, you know, imagine like, me, I've never spoke on camera before. I don't know what they're going to ask. I don't even know. Like, I just came to a dance audition. Like, why are you putting this camera in my face? Like, I'm like, And then when they narrow it down to the finalists, and then we have a finals pageant. And that's how they choose, like, the finalists. And it literally is a pageant in front of, it's open to the public. And we have a...
Not even, like, dancing, just pageant?
Well, dancing is a portion of it. So they've got three portions. They have an onstage interview question, and then they have a swimsuit portion, and then they have the dance portion. So, and I didn't know until after the fact that our interview score was 70% of our total score. Damn. So, like, it weighed in more than our dancing ability, because they would rather have, you know, they would
camera
rather have, like, exactly, yeah.
Like fans,
and
yeah.
I was like, I was so confused by that. Like, before I knew how much charity work, like, goes into being a RAMS cheerleader. I mean, we were out in the community twice as much as we were on the field. So, it makes sense.
And yeah, you guys interact with the fans more than the players.
We really do, yeah. We're kind of the face. And, you know, we're representing, you know, the organization and then the NFL franchise as a whole. So, it was a lot, like, it was a huge responsibility that I, like, didn't know was handed over to me until I was like, oh, so it definitely, like, it made me mature. It made me, like, open my eyes and become more aware of, like, what kind of image I was putting off. So, I mean, it just definitely shaped me, like, as, you know, a dancer, a professional, like, an individual. Yeah. So,
what I was going to ask you, did you have any other careers besides, like coming out of high school besides dance or...
Like,
did you want to go straight to work or anything like that?
So when my parents made me choose a career field, I was like, okay, whatever, like, I'll teach. I love like kids, just, but yeah.
Teach school or dance?
Yeah, yeah, teach school. So, no, I don't want to teach in school. because it's like, and when I'm in the dance studio, if my kids are acting up, I can just send them out in the hallway and, right. and like, I can send them out of my class and it's like, you know, no one bats an eye. But I feel like I could not teach, I could not be a teacher in the school system
That's a lot of responsibility.
It really is. And I just, yeah.
Like I love kids, but not that much.
Right. Exactly. I don't feel like I can like enjoy it in such a structured environment like that. Like, okay, cool, you want me to teach this, but I want to teach it the way I want to.
Exactly.
And that's just, but that's my personality. Because
little Bobby's acting up, little Bobby's going to get a little chewing.
Right, you know? Exactly. Like, you know, little Cindy crunches those cookies on the floor, she's going to take that broom, she's going to clean it up.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to learn a lesson today. Mm-hmm. We're going to learn how to use the broom.
I see that. So. I see that. And why'd you get out there? Why'd the Rams stop?
Well, my fourth season was actually the year.
You did four?
I did four seasons,
was it a contract?
No, you had an audition every year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Damn, so it's like you can go, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, yeah.
You can get replaced anytime.
And some girls did.
Oh.
So that's why, like
season, like in season?
No, like, well, after, like, the first season, some girls came back to re-audition and didn't make it. Mm-hmm. And then, like, rookies basically took their place. So, yeah, you definitely had to stay. And a lot of that was, like, just. Not necessarily because they weren't good enough, but because they caused, you know, just some riffraff, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what I hear, you know. But after my fourth season, the Rams relocated. So I retired by default, not really by choice. But I'm kind of glad it happened because I needed to step away.
They weren't trying to take y'all to L.A.?
No. Like, it just wasn't realistic for us to move. Like, I mean, they definitely didn't offer it. They said if we wanted to go out there and audition, we could. But I mean,
it's like
you don't get paid enough to do that. Like it was a hobby. Like honestly, at the end of the day, even though we got paid for rehearsals and and games, the money that in time we put in, it was like even. Nothing. It was mainly a hobby. So I was I can't see anybody moving across the country for, you know, a hobby in a way. So I mean, it was a great experience, but.
You guys did away games and all that?
We didn't do away games, no. We only did home games.
That's good. Like, if you're doing, like, the whole season, it's like, jeez, I'm ready.
Right, exactly. I don't know how. Like, there's no way, because we have to, in order to be on the team, you have to be a full-time student or hold a full-time job. That's a requirement, an NFL requirement. So there's no way we could do that and do away games. Like, it was just, it would be too much. Plus, I don't think the coach was really happy to have us around, so I'm sure the less we were around, the better. So he definitely wasn't going to bring us.
Was
like,
a guy coach?
Yeah. No. Oh. The football coach.
Oh, the
coach.
Yeah,
Fisher. Yeah.
He's dick.
Apparently, we were a distraction. I'm like, your players are making this much money. You better make sure that they're not distracted by.
Oh, like, yeah. Like. Yeah.
I just couldn't. Yeah.
I'm getting paid millions. Like, ain't no girls going to distract me for. Because you guys, they practice there or what? Like
we would do practice there after they would leave. But yeah, like, and then obviously we'd be there on at the games. And I'm like, okay, that is not, you guys just suck. It's not us. Like the people, like literally, the crowd literally was like, we only come here to watch the cheerleaders. I'm like,
oh yeah, for sure. I remember like buying calendars and all. Yeah,
oh yeah.
Like I said, like cheerleaders interacted more than players.
Exactly.
So. That was big time, you know.
Yeah.
Especially being like 12, 13, that's sure you remember. You know, coaching and like
high
fives and pictures. So I feel that. And what's, if you had a choice, both leagues, NFL, NBA, you get a team to dance for, who would it be?
NBA, definitely Laker girls, because it's just like that, they're so iconic. Like when you think of NBA dancers, I just think of Laker girls. Like,
showtime,
I mean,
baby.
Come on. Yeah. And then NFL. I don't know, because I want to say I would love to go back to the Rams just because I loved my coach. I loved my cheer coach. She was awesome. So I would love to see her again, but I think it would be, I don't know. I think it'd be kind of awkward, too. She's in L.A.,
oh,
yeah.
Cool.
She's originally, I think, from San Diego, so she was happy she was happy when they moved back out there. But yeah, I'd probably cheer for the Rams again just because
really?
To be with her. Yeah, it would be weird though because I, it would be a completely different, like, feel. Like, it wouldn't be the same team, you know? So, but, yeah.
Yeah, they did switch when they went, so that would be weird.
Yeah.
Like, just clicking and all that, it's not the same. New start. Music, you ready?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
What's three albums you tap into like daily?
Okay, so I don't know, like, albums. Like,
okay, so, like, when I say, like, albums, like, every day I'm like, I go listen to Mac Miller's, like, Swimming, like, a couple songs off of it. Or, like,
okay.
And then, like, I don't know what else I listen to. I'll say, like, some Kanye Life of Pablo, like, two songs, you know?
That's
you don't
just
got,
so,
like, some songs you love, like, off an album, you're like, oh.
Yeah, I have songs day. I love, but I don't know what, like, I don't pay attention to the album. Like, I guess I'm just, like,
right,
am I the only one that, like, doesn't pay attention to, like, what album they're from?
I guess not, yeah, because I love albums, like, you just gotta know.
I just have never had, I don't think, like, an artist has ever, like, I don't know, I don't think I've ever had an artist where, like, they've released an album, I'm like, oh my god, I love every single song on this, except for, I will say, I don't know, Meg's down. She's pretty far up there. I mean,
We're gonna get to that.
So,
you got two songs for the people to listen to, two singles.
Yes.
What?
But you've probably never, like, heard of them.
Is in that my life? Like? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you mean like that? I feel like other, like people should listen to.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes. I would probably advise if you're a guy not to listen to it, but just because you're like, oh my gosh, this is corny, like. But one of them,
some girly music.
It really is, because they're so meaningful and heartfelt, and they just
I feel that.
But it's, I mean, the, like, the meaning and, like, the, I guess, the story behind it, and it's, like, so well articulated within the lyrics. So one is Hiding Underwater by Beth Hart.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, she a lot of, yeah.
You think some girls will know who that is?
Nope, probably not.
Look her up, Beth Hart.
And then Read All About It by Emily Sandy. Some people might know who she is.
I haven't heard of that either. Is that some, like, in your feels, like, girl music?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I understand. Girls go through that more. See, we get the Drake. We turn to the Drake, you know?
Yeah.
Like, girls turn to the Drake sometimes, too. But I feel like it's...
It's too mainstream, though. I got to pick something unique, like...
Yeah, I feel that. I need to tap into that more. Like, someone, like... Psh, yeah. Hidden.
I'll send you my contemporary playlist. You can get in your feels one day.
All right, bet. I like that. I fuck with that. And, if you already performed, we talk about the Genuine.
Mm-hmm.
If you could perform with one artist, I give you two. One's hard. You get two.
Oh, I already know which one.
Oh, you already
yeah.
know?
Oh, yeah. All
right, who?
Ever since I can remember, I've always said I wanted to dance with Britney Spears. Like, damn. She, still I don't, today? Like, I think, and, like, now it's like, I look, I'm like, it's kind of corny. I could pick every
that's
other,
what I'm,
I could pick
what,
any other artist like, right now. Like, she's, but, like, I just think, I've always, like, had that, like, oh, my God, I've always idolized her. Like, I remember when the Hit Me Baby One More Time,
yeah,
like, I remember, like, sitting in class, like, visualizing, like, how I would choreograph my own rendition of this, like, music video. I'd be like Kayla in the front row would stand up on this desk, like.
That's funny. I did not think Britney.
Really?
Think Britney. Nope.
I don't know. I think that was, like, the first, when I was old enough to, like,
that was, like, your time. That was your time.
Exactly. Yeah, so I think that was, like, the first artist, like, girl artist that, like, really danced, like, in her music videos, which I don't know, nobody does, really. But so I think that just kind of, like, especially that was when I started really getting, like, into dance and, like, really being, like, focused and committed. And
I honestly thought you would say, like, Sierra or something.
Sierra? Nah.
She used to be moving.
Really?
I thought she her choreography was good, like, back in the day.
I guess I'll have to go back and watch, because the only thing I can remember her doing is, like, I feel like the only thing I've ever seen her do is, like, slither and crawl on the floor.
Yeah, besides, no, she has some footwork.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I need to go back. Maybe I just,
she has some footwork. I thought, like, her or, like, Beyonce, but Beyonce really, she just does, like, a lot of shaking, you know? Like,
yeah.
That I've seen. So, I don't know what you like. But I can see the Britney, the
yeah.
The one, two.
Like, yeah, just.
Strut.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel that.
Real fierce. That's why I love you, yeah.
What else we got? You a movie watcher?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to get me to sit down and watch something just because I'm always like, yeah, I'm always antsy. I'm like, okay, I'll like be watching a movie and like 10 minutes in, I'll like, oh, this is a good song to choreograph to. Or like,
right.
Oh, this is like, it's so bad. Like,
you're always planning.
I'm always planning. And it's probably a bad thing, but because
You need some you time. You know?
I know. And my mom says that too. She's like, you just need to stop, like, and just put it, like, put down everything and just, like, just relax. Stop thinking about the next thing. But I don't know. It's just like part of it. It's just who I am. So, but yeah, sometimes.
Give me two movies for the people to watch. That you like all time, since you don't get time. Like, it'll have to be recent.
My two favorite movies?
We're going to the faves. Just two good movies to watch. And then you can give me your favorite.
Oh, my gosh. I just watched the other day The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah, but don't watch it around anybody, because if you don't want them to judge you, because you will. I was ugly crying. Thank God my roommate wasn't here. It was like,
you need that sometimes, though.
Yeah,
you know, a good movie.
Yeah, I had a headache though. I was like, I had to like walk outside on the deck. I was like, whew, like it. But it was like, oh my gosh, it's.
I'm about to watch that one time.
Yeah,
because I need to get cry sometimes.
I was just like, no, I didn't want it to end like that. And then second movie. Flashdance, just because I don't know.
Flashdance.
Yeah.
The hell is that? Is it on Netflix?
Probably, but I can't believe you've never seen Flashdance.
What is that? That burst? You watch that burlesque movie?
Burlesque.
Yeah. How do you say?
What did you say?
I said like burlesque.
Burlesque. Haven't seen that one. I'm about to find that one, but I have seen Burlesque.
What is that?
Actually, I haven't seen that movie.
On Netflix.
No, I haven't seen Burlesque, ever.
I haven't either, but, like, I just, in the time that I was in a relationship, it was like, let's watch that. I'm like, I'm not watching that.
You're like, no. Yeah, I mean, I feel like it was, I thought it was a musical, and that's probably why I, like, didn't want to watch it.
I heard it's like a type of dance, or.
Was it? Is it?
Like a, I don't know, I well, guess, like, a dirty, I don't know what it was, but I'm, well, like, I'm not trying to watch that.
Well, now I know what I'm going to watch when you leave, so.
And then, give me your three favorite movies, though. Now you can give them to me.
Okay.
All time.
Enough, with Jennifer Lopez.
I haven't watched that.
Oh, she's a badass in it.
Enough by Jill.
It's awesome. Okay. Hardball.
Hardball with Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart? No. Why can't I think of his name? You know, G-Baby and, like, movie.
Yeah. I was thinking of Get Hard, not Hardball.
That's good.
That is an OG movie.
And then,
Hard, toss up.
Yeah, I don't know. Just The Wizard of Oz. I know that's stupid, that's but like good. My I mom and that. I like literally watch it every time it's
classic.
On.
I haven't watched that in a few years. About time to watch it again.
Yeah.
I bet that picture. Like, I was watching Madagascar the other day.
Yeah.
And it was like, what was that, like 07? The picture, like, you're just like, damn, that looks so good to us back then, but now you're like,
it's like, this quality is horrible.
I know. I
and like
watch.
The animation. Oh my gosh. No, you should see, wait, I'm going to change my Wizard of Oz. The Secret Life of Pets. That's going to be my third. Have you ever seen that movie?
Is Kevin Hart in that?
Yeah, well, he's the bunny. It's an animated movie, okay. And he's the bunny, and it's hilarious. Like, right. I didn't think, I was like, oh my God, this is a cartoon movie. And, like, actually, Brian Leno was the one. He was like, oh my God, have you seen this? He's going to kill me for saying this, like, in front of everybody. And I was like, no. I'm like, but I'll watch. I'm like, I thought he was joking. We were dying. Like, we were, like, literally
like
crying, laughing. And, like, we still, like, we'll, like, quote it all the time and just crack up. It's a good one.
So there's two of them?
Yeah, there's two of them. The second one's not that great.
Oh, so the first one?
The first one's, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to be on it. What's your closet like?
My closet?
Yeah, what you like? You got certain colors you like?
I'm really trying to add some color to my wardrobe, because every time I go shopping, I'm always like, okay, I'm not going to get something black, gray, or white, and I do.
Do it every time. Same boat. I'm in the same boat. I think that's just like the older you get, it's just gonna be plain.
Yeah, I think it's like I'm more frugal, so I'm like, okay, this black shirt will go with multiple things.
Multiple shoes.
Right, exactly. Like, I gotta get white shoes because, you know, it goes with everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm really trying to, I'm looking at these lime green kicks from Nike that I might get.
I just copped some Air Max 90s. Like the lime green, so don't get the same shoes as me. As long as you do.
We could be twins. That'd be cute. Twinkies.
That would be.
That'd be cute.
And
who wore better?
How do you shop though? Like besides like the black, how do you say you try to shop?
Online.
Online.
Yeah, so I can avoid people at the store.
And what do you shop for?
It just depends.
It doesn't have to be clothes. You like go out. Oh, I'm gonna go shop for. Are you a candle shopper? Like.
Oh, okay. I got you. What do I shop for? I don't know. I shop for shoes a lot. Like, I have a lot of shoes. Yeah. It's bad. Shoes I haven't even worn. I'll drop like $200 on a pair of shoes, but then I will not like pay more than $5 for a pack of socks. Yep. It's terrible. Yep. I'm like, gosh.
And then you get the $200 pair of shoes and it's like, won't wear them.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like, don't want to wear them anywhere. Yep. Like, oh yeah, exactly. I got some running shoes and I'm like, why are you running?
Then you're wearing them out and you're like,
yeah, I'm like, don't sit, like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hate that.
Amber, like, my roommate, she was picking me up in the front, and I was like, you have to pull down because I don't want to walk through the grass. Like, so, I don't want to get my shoes dirty.
That's facts, though. That's facts.
So, but besides that, I don't know. I shop a lot for makeup.
Really?
Yeah.
You like to do it, or just?
Yeah, I like to
try new things.
Yeah, I like to try new things. Now I got to cover up these dark circles somehow from spending so much time in the studio. So,
not sleeping,
yeah.
Need some time. And what celeb, what's like one celeb swag you like? One, you know what I mean? You like their swagger? You like how they dress?
I don't know. I mean, I guess probably Kylie Jenner. I don't know.
Because
it's just like, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't
she
know.
Switches up, though.
It's, yeah, I like
she
it.
She go from the dress to the sweats with the J's.
Right. But it's like chill. It's not and that's something that, like, I like to wear, like, you know, so I can go and teach, but then I can leave and not look like a homeless person. Right. Like, when I leave the studio, I can
just,
like,
just
so.
Casual. I'm casual, too. Right. Like, I just, casual hoodie. I like casual sweats with it. I like my shoes to be the best part of my outfit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly. You know, that's,
like,
yep.
$250. Everything else like $10.
You start with the shoes, yeah, and then you work your way up. Yeah.
Hats match the shoes. Uh-huh. So, you ready for the Swerve Q&A?
Yep.
You ready?
Yep.
All right. What's your go-to order at your home at your favorite restaurant at home?
A nachos al roble from El Tapatio. What else?
I'm surprised you didn't say La Gaviota.
Oh, is that with the chicken and the rice?
Yeah, and the chips.
Yeah, that's a good second. I don't know.
That was fire.
Yeah, I do like some carbs. But no, I'm sticking with my original order.
Okay. Would you rather have 10 million right now or 1 million every year for 10 years, and why?
1 million every year for 10 years, because then I won't feel so, like, I won't be so hesitant about spending it.
Right.
I'm like, because I got 1 million more coming. Like, yeah. So, you know, it'll be like a nice surprise every year. It's kind of like finding a 10 in your coat pocket.
And
like,
I ask everybody about that because, you know, I don't know how they would spend it. You know, some people are like, oh, I want that $10 million. I'm going to go splurge, you know, buy something. It's going to buy, you know, bring me up or something. Or people just wanted to do other things, just go spend it. Because I'd want it every 10 years because I'd be splurging, you know.
Yeah.
And then once I get that other million, I'm like, damn, you know, I'm out.
Right.
I need the other, you know, I'm going to be waiting for the other year.
Exactly.
And what would you go back and tell your 18-year-old self?
Probably to be more patient and just kind of trust and understand the process. I think until now, just of like, I just get so busy with, like, you know, finishing a project, then doing another one. Like, I'm torn in so many different places, you know, teaching, choreographing, performing, and
slow down.
Exactly. And I think I'm just so focused on, like, the next thing that I'm just now, like, kind of learning how to do this, like, just kind of, like, live in the moment and, like, appreciate the moment, like, when I'm, you know, working with this group, like, don't think about, like, my performance that I have, you know, next week.
Yeah.
So it was it got too overwhelming to the point where I just pulled myself so many different directions that I couldn't, like, focus on one.
Right.
And I'm sure I didn't perform to what I could have, just because my focus was, like, in 9 different places when it really at that time only had to be in one.
Right.
So probably just to appreciate and just, like, enjoy, yeah, just the process, and rather than being, like, antsy about, you know.
But you don't regret nothing? Just go back and tell yourself slow down and mm-mm. breathe a little bit?
Nope, I don't regret anything.
That's good. What's your dream state to reside in, and why?
Hawaii, but...
Damn, you're trying to go far.
Yeah. Because it's a, like, you have a beach, You have an ocean. It's hot all year round. But unlike all the other places, like California, Florida, like who also have, like, you know, beaches, there's no snakes. On the island of Kauai, yep, I looked it up because I made sure to, like, check my facts so I didn't sound like an idiot. I was like, I need to double check and make sure that this is accurate. It is.
That's
like,
crazy.
Yeah. And I hate snakes. Like, I have the most, like,
I hate going to the river at home.
It's so bad.
Big old snake, I'm out the water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like almost a mental problem. Like, it's bad. Like, I won't even run over. Like, if there's a snake in the road, you would think that someone who, like, doesn't like snakes would be, like, real eager to run that thing over and then back up. No, I won't even run it over because I'm afraid it's going to get caught up, like, in my car.
My
and then,
God.
Like, come through the vents. Like, I'm telling you, it is, like.
You watched that Snakes on a Plane and got scared, didn't you?
There's no way I would sit through that movie. Hell no. No, but I just, like, that's my, you know, irrational fear.
Yeah, that was my, that's what gave me my fear. I was like, no, I never want to see them things. Like, no. And, childhood crush, movie star. I usually ask guys because I've had all guys on the show, so it's different with the girl, you know?
Yeah.
So, who is it?
Channing Tatum.
Oh, my God.
What?
Typical answer.
Well, because, like, I crushed on him because I saw him first was that Step Up movie,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
And I would, like, I had the biggest crush because he could dance. But then I saw him in Magic Mike and it was a completely different. Right. It was a completely different, like.
All right, wait, this is off that question, though. But were you one of them, because me and my siblings were, but. And you're a dancer, but were you one of them people that you saw the Step Up and you watched it all the way over and you're like trying to do all the moves and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. There's so many.
I didn't want to be the only one.
Yeah.
That was the shit. Like, all of them.
Yeah.
The one in the streets when Moose came was like, shh.
Yeah.
That was my shit. I was hitting that.
I want to see that.
What? The Moose? My Moose solo?
Mm-hmm.
That's retired. That was like 8 years ago.
I mean.
It's retired.
Bring it back.
Shit.
Yeah, dust it off and bring it back. Come on, let's go.
You don't got one more, though, besides Channing?
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan.
Okay.
I would climb him like a tree.
Everyone loves Michael. He's a good looking man.
He's beautiful.
He's good looking man. He's like, if Drake was black and like a different little nose, I feel like he would look like him. Like, honestly. And just a little like.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like, you know what I mean? I feel like they got the same like body type and just eyes features. He would look kind of like him.
Yeah, I don't know. I just can't get past his abs, I'm gonna be honest. So.
And you ready? Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Not done. What's your plan in the next 5 years?
I actually am, it's nothing's finalized yet, but hopefully, you know, I have, like, some ideas. I was keeping my options open just because, like, sometimes when I have, like, exact, like, goals, it's always, you know, good to have goals, but sometimes when I have, like, exact, like, you know, specific goals, I sometimes, like, miss. I pass up, yeah, like opportunities and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I definitely want to either like have my own studio or, you know, like establish and like start something that like my name's on, like, you know, whether it be, you know, just a dance group or it be, you know, just, I don't know exactly what I want.
You want to be running something.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, whether it be like a charity, like, I did a charity, dance workshop a few months ago and I loved doing that. I loved planning. I was like, maybe this is something that I can like start. And so just something that I can, you know, relate to dance and then just kind of carry out. And
what's the slope?
Yeah.
You don't want to be nowhere else. You're going to be in Missouri.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, if
where the wind takes you.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel that. And then, you ready for the hot Meg, the Stallion round?
Yeah, I'm gonna channel my inner Ratchet.
She gave me five of her artists and she said Meg was a favorite, so we're about to do these Ratchet lyrics, see if she knows them. You ready?
Yeah.
First one. I love the with conversation that find up with no navigation. What song is it? I just need the song.
Oh, hold on, I need to pause it.
Pause it. Back. Oh, you gotta think?
Yeah.
She gotta think.
Say it again.
Said, I love the blank with the conversation that find it with no navigation.
Simon Says?
Mm-mm.
No?
One more. I give you two more guesses. You want it one more time?
Yeah.
I love it with conversation that find it with no navigation.
man, can you just like wrap it like Lushita? So oh like, my no, God. I'm just kidding. That would give it, I don't know.
Because if I throw them in there, you're like, ooh, yeah, I know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love the with conversation that find up with no navigation.
Pimpin'?
You ready? I feel like you know it too. Captain Hook.
Are you?
You knew that one? All right, you ready? This is number two. Yeah, that's my dog. He gonna sit down and listen. Call him a trick and he don't get it. Hold up. Yeah, that's my dog. He gonna sit down and listen. Call him a trick and he don't get it. Call him a trick and he don't get it. Hold up. What is it?
Oh my God.
15.
Are you really counting me down?
No, you give me two. You get two guesses.
Oh my God.
I give you one more time. Yeah, that's my dog. He gonna sit down and listen. Call him a trick and he don't get it. Hold up.
Yeah, look. Why can't I? I'm like singing right now.
That's a hot song too.
Oh my gosh! I didn't realize how hard this would be. Like, on the spot. Is it like what is the money one? Why can't I? Think
ooh, like, you're on. You're hot. Getting warm. This. Say it. Yeah, that's my dog. He gonna sit down and listen. Call him a trick and get it. Hold up.
With
kitchen. The kitchen.
I don't know.
You ready? You're gonna be mad.
Yeah.
Cash it.
Oh my gosh.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Hair hanging down to my back, huh? I put it on him last night. Woo!
I just want you to say that. I don't know what it is, but can you say it one more time?
She said, hair hanging down to my back, huh? I put it on him last night. Woo!
I don't think I know that one.
You don't know that? It was 2017. It was 2017. It starts with a C. She said, hair hanging down to my back, huh? I put it on him last night. Woo!
Just give it to me. Give up.
Cognac Queen?
Okay, yeah, that one's her older. That is her older one.
Yeah.
Like one of the older. That was like.
You didn't know that one?
No.
That was 2017. I was like, I didn't hear Meg till like 2019.
Yeah, she wasn't like super big.
It's number four. Gosh. Should I take your love? Question mark. Should I take that? Got a lot of options because you know a girl popping.
This is so much harder when it's like not in like it's not.
She said, should deliberate. I take your love? Should I take that? Got a lot of options because you know a girl popping.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. You good?
It was a feature with somebody hot. She's a hot girl too.
Oh, why is it a hot girl summer? That's not it though.
Yeah, it is.
That's a song? That's a lyric in the song?
Yeah. Should I take your love? Should I take that? Got a lot of options because you know a girl popping.
It sounds so different whenever I'm like rapping it in my car with the windows down.
How you
like,
rap it?
No, I'm just kidding.
All right, you ready? I think you might. This one, I don't know if this one's old too. Bikini bottoms and bikini tops. You can catch the stallion drinking out of Henny bottles. It was old.
Is it one word?
Yeah.
Is that with an M?
Ooh, no, but like L-M. The next one. From M. It starts with an M.
You know what? Might as well just go ahead and forfeit this whole thing. Go ahead.
Naturally.
No, that's not what I thought it was.
What do you think it was?
I don't know because I couldn't even think of the name. This is a lot harder than I thought
it was.
It is
hard.
I
put people on the spot. Micah, I gave him the Drake lyrics. He was like, yeah, I feel like if you gave me 100 Drake lyrics, I would get 75 correct. And he was like, on the spot, he was like, damn, like fucking them up.
It's a lot.
It's hard. It's hard. Yeah. That's why I do it. And you got any shout outs to the people at home? You know, shout out anything, anybody?
No, because if I give one shout out, then I have to. No, I'm just kidding. I guess just with, shout out to my family because I haven't seen them. They won't let me come see them because they don't want me.
My grandma won't let me come see her. I'm like, it's weird times.
I'm just like, usually my mom is like mad if I don't come down and see her. And now she's like, don't you come down. Like, don't touch anything. Like, you stay up there. Like, don't even. I'm like, oh.
It's like, ugh.
I'm like, I don't even. She's like afraid to FaceTime me. I'm like, Mom, you can't get the Rona through the screen. So it's going to be okay. But yeah, my family. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Miss anybody home? Miss anything?
I mean, I do.
Just family?
Just my family,
I feel that. And I should have you back on before I go home in the summer. See where you're at. See what things are going in dance. But glad to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I just wish you best of luck and everything and with the dance and stuff and just keep grinding, you know?
Thank you.
So, this is Swervin, episode 12, and we out this thing, baby.